Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, two New Jersey Shore school communities are dealing with sudden unthinkable tragedies. Wall Township school officials said an eighth grade student died unexpectedly over the weekend and did not disclose further details. Officials in Brick Township also confirming the death of a boy who attended Lake Riviera Middle School. Fees for out-of-network ATM withdrawals are at a record high, and 91% of banks continue to charge overdraft fees to customers. That's according to recent research.
ATM fees become more significant as branches close, and those fees are going up.
Beverly Brown Ruja with New Jersey Citizen Action says when opening a bank account, you should learn all about the fees that can potentially be charged. New Jersey News brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or a garage full of clutter? College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com. A state police trooper is being mourned after a training death, according to officials. Marcellus Bathia became a state trooper in 2016 and was training for the agency's Elite Teams Unit. A written statement by Governor Murphy says Bathia showed a passion and spark for service. Investigation into his death is ongoing. And baseball pro and New Jersey native Mike Trout is out with a major injury for a fourth consecutive season. The Angels have announced that Trout has undergone surgery for a torn meniscus in his left knee. The Millville High School grad turned 11-time MLB All-Star is now out indefinitely. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Our temps staying mild. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaros' complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Obviously, today is not as soggy and sloppy and wet as yesterday, but each of the next 4 days carries at least a slight rain chance. Now, if all goes well, we'll clear away from the sun-settled weather pattern and cool down a bit just in time for the Mother's Day weekend. Lots of clouds today with hit-or-miss showers possible at any time. We're warming up to around 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a new wave of showers and thunderstorms coming into play overnight, especially to the south. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's shower chances will be early and late. In the middle, partly sunny and warm. Highs in the mid-70s away from the coast. Wednesday is going to be the warmest day of the week. Sun and clouds and lower 80s, but again with a chance of spotty thunderstorms. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. Just in time for Mother's Day, David Bradley has chocolate-dipped fruit. Strawberries, blueberries, apples, grapes, and other fruits fully coated in chocolate, made fresh and sold daily. David Bradley on 92 North Main Street in Robbinsville and online at dbchocolate.com. Right now in Berkeley Heights, it is 68, Manalapan 70, Salem at 70. It's fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.